Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Welcome back to Bad Attitude, the podcast where we dive into the creative prowess behind local VCU artists. Bad Attitude was created by host/sound editor Brett Coleman and producer Abby DeCandia. In season three, we'll be sitting down with a variety of creatives that we hope to recognize from VCU and dive into the mind of the individual. On this 12th episode of season three, we're sitting down with Zach, a graphic design student from VCU Arts. Currently a junior, they're also a part of Commonwealth Times with their role as a graphic designer and a studio monitor at Studio 23. From Rizzograph animations, Chrome extensions, they explore any medium possible. Well, Zach, go ahead and introduce yourself and what you do.
I would call myself a graphic designer. It's kind of like a very loose term. I guess the main ethos of my practice really deals with like experimentation and exploration of different mediums. I recently have been more obsessed with like traditional print and more like analog methods, such as like screen printing and letterpress. I would consider Rizzograph, like you said, my Rizzograph animation, I would consider that a little more analog, but it's really cool because it gets to the point where it kind of like blurs the line between digital and analog. So right now I'm in school, like this is like a very pivotal moment to like explore and experiment.
Yeah.
So I like have been trying to like make use of that. And that's kind of like where I stand at the moment, I'd say.
Nice. Yeah, that's really cool. And you talk about switching between different mediums, whether it's analog or digital. Do you think there's like one that you would say you prefer? And I know that's such a hard debate, especially in like the world of design, compared to like, you know, doing something by hand rather than, you know, using a software. But what do you think? What do you think?
Well, I definitely prefer very analog mediums, but I am definitely a perfectionist when it comes to creation and what I make. And I think letterpress and screen printing are both very like permeable mediums where you can be as like much of a perfectionist as you want, but also you kind of have to brace the imperfections of it being an analog medium. So like with letterpress, you use like wood or metal type from like, what is it, the early 1900s, and so there's like obvious like little imperfections when you're printing. And screen printing, it's just like kind of a wild card sometimes, but I try to like embrace both sides.
Yeah, because they both obviously have their like their positives going for them, but they each like have their uniqueness that is so distinct from the other, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
And you're currently a junior at VCU?
Yeah.
Yeah, how would you say your time's been at VCU so far, especially in VCU Arts? How's that been?
Oh, it's definitely been like amazing. I've tried to make the most of it, especially being from very far out of state. I'm around like 13 hours from home.
Where are you from?
Mississippi.
Oh, wow.
So South Mississippi.
Nice.
Grew up on the coast. And we don't really actually have any sort of like artistic community as like Richmond does. And there's really not one present in the South, at least within like a 2-hour radius of me. Maybe like I could go to New Orleans and be there for the arts, but like design is such like an urban job, I feel, and it's really been like a great privilege to be able to like get all of these unique perspectives here and have all these resources available. And like,
yeah,
I feel like that sort of like merit of why like I came here, so I should just like go ahead and make the most of it.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, I've been very passionate about like exploring my design practice and exploring like my interests.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you talk about growing up in Mississippi. Yeah, it makes sense, you know, growing up there and then coming here and really seeing this just world of many mediums in Richmond. There's a lot going on, the music, the graphic design scene, really like anything. What really made you decide on graphic design in the first place? What was the real genesis moment when you were like, wow, this could really be something I want to go into?
I knew I'd always really been into typography, even though I didn't really like know much. I remember always like doing hand lettering as a kid, or just like drawing out different fonts. It just reminds me of like this one little kid on Reels or like TikTok that can perfectly draw out a font that his dad says.
I've seen that.
I didn't do it like that. I wasn't that like locked in. Yeah. But I knew I was very much interested in that realm. I feel like graphic design is so like applicable. It's very, very much a loose term nowadays. It used to be very much production based.
Yeah.
A very much production based practice. Like you'd have like a physical typesetter, you'd have like have all of these different like methods of production that were like decentralized, and now that we have like computers and such, like all of that is kind of like irrelevant. So it's all like within all the users, everybody can basically be a typesetter now.
Yeah.
But that has kind of pushed graphic design to be more of like a speculative almost practice, like more conceptual based. And I feel like that's what I enjoy about it, because I feel like there's just so much you can do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's like so much you can do, but also like just so many different avenues you can go down. Earlier this semester, we sat down, one of your close friends, Marty Stasis.
My beloved, yes.
Yeah. And it's really cool. I'm mainly, like, I have a huge interest in interviewing, like, musicians a lot, but it's been these graphic designers and kinetic imaging majors. They are really interesting, and they have, like, really interesting things to say, not just about, like, their work, but, like, their, like, out view on life, and it can be really interesting. So at the moment, you're in your junior year, you know, kind of like the heavy section of like the schoolwork you're doing. What are you currently working on at the moment?
Last fall, I created curated and developed exhibition for graphic design with a student, like a fellow student, Jenna Casey. She's a senior. Shout out. We had both worked at the Anderson, which is the on-campus gallery, a very underutilized resource, by the way. Like nobody outside of the School of the Arts like really knows about it, and it's VCU's kind of hidden secret. But we both worked there, and we met, and we decided that graphic design really needed like a space to shine. And they have just like a whole bunch of white cube galleries, like white walls. And we really wanted to see graphic design represented in that space. So we created a show, worked on it over the whole summer, created assets. And it happened last fall. And it was a huge success. And now we're actually working on developing an exhibition catalog. So cataloging all the works that were in the show and our whole process to it. And we actually got the VCU Arts undergraduate research grant to fund like the whole production of that. Yeah, it was, I think we're making like 100 something copies of this book, which we can't sell, unfortunately. But it's been a really great learning process. We've been working with this one professor, Louisa Dale. She's an assistant professor, has an insane amount of knowledge on publication work, specifically with catalogs, which is why we chose her as our faculty mentor for the project. But right now, that's like a big project that's been under works. We finally got like the full book laid out. We're just updating like all of like the copy and like what to put in it. That book should be done by like early May 9th.
Nice. Yeah, that's
and we
coming
might
up.
Have like a little launch party.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
There's this space over on Main Street. It's called Ours, if you might have heard of it. It's ran by this person named Sam, I believe. We're trying to get our book launch to happen there. It's like a interesting like little community space. They host like shows and you can have like book launches there, but we're trying to make it happen there. But that whole project has like kind of expanded my whole outlook into just kind of like publication and editorial work, and I think it's definitely something I want to like consider or go down like in the future past college.
Yeah, it seems like that's giving you more like insight on maybe like other revenues to possibly go down with your work. Yeah, well, thank you so much for joining on Bad Attitude. Yeah, really interesting stuff. Really excited to see what you got in store.
Totally.
Thank you so much. Bad Attitude was created by host/sound editor Brett Coleman and producer Abby DeCandia. Are you a musician, artist, or creative of some kind? Reach out to us on Instagram at @badattitude_revoice to possibly become a guest on the show. We're always looking for more guests. Bad Attitude is exclusively a product of VCU's Revoice Podcast Network, VCU's first student-ran podcast network. While you're at it, go check out a brand new episode of Rate This Plate. Thank you so much for listening to episode 12 of season 3. Thanks so much.